Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Hitting news, alternative talk radio. Get ready, America, for Deadline Live with your host, Jack Blood. Deadline Live is a weekly wrap-up for those too busy in the daily grind to discern and dissect the news. While the so-called mainstream media buries the truth, Jack Blood uncovers it, exposing the lies that our trusted government officials do not want us to know. And now, honk your horns, America, and please welcome Jack Blood.
Welcome to this live edition of Deadline Live. It is the 6th of September, 2004, and yes, I know a lot of people are playing replays today. We decided to just go ahead and live and throw one of the best programs we could put together for you for this Labor Day holiday, and hope many of you are listening. My name is Jack Blood. I am your narrator and radio gun for the next 2 hours, brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network. We are broadcasting around the world. My guest today for the bulk of the program, 2 hours solid live, is David Icke. He is one of the most controversial researchers and speakers going today. His books are the most comprehensive exposés of the global conspiracy ever written, and really all you need to know if you want to get along in this Illuminati-controlled world. So David will be coming up with us here in just a few seconds. We will be taking calls in the second hour of the program for David Icke. And then just to let you people know, we don't want you to go away. National Intel Report, first hour, will be co-hosted by myself and Alex Jones. This will be the first you'll get to hear from Alex since our trip, our little jaunt there to Sin City, or as I like to call it, American Babylon, the casket of civilization. So we'll get an update on exactly what happened to both of us. That means, folks, that you don't need to call up in the next 2 hours and ask us questions or ask me questions about what happened in New York City. If you have any references that are topical, we're going to take those when we do open up the phones. A lot of news going on today. We're going to try to work some of that news into the program today, and you'll hear me asking about some of that. There's a new Danish connection to the Carlyle Group, and this is how they work, folks. Pension investors in the Danish countries have unwittingly given money to the controversial U.S.-based private equity company, the Carlyle Group. And as many of you know, the connections there go deep inside the Bushes, the Bin Ladens, the Queen of England, and many other major players. They're widely touted as the United States' currently 11th largest weapon contractor. That number could be disputed. They are 11 with a bullet, folks, coming out of nowhere. This is what they do to Americans, too. They take our pensions, especially here in the great state of Texas, and they use that money against us. Well, just thought you'd like to know about that. Many, many other news items coming up throughout the program today. Stay tuned, folks. David Icke coming up live with you in just a few minutes. I'm Jack Blood. We'll be right back after this.
Every Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumps who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. It looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
Welcome back to the program, and that's a good bit to start off with. White Rabbit by The Damned. There's many versions of that song. You know, this is about taking the red pill, folks. I like to remind you, this is something we need to do on a daily basis. Just coming back from the massive groupthink up there in modern Babylon, New York City for the Skull and Bones Coronation Part 2, I really saw firsthand the groupthink involved, both the right and the left, if there is such a difference. And I was lucky to get out of there, not only being arrested, not being arrested or detained or anything else, but just to defend myself against the group thinking, folks, that's because I take the red pill every day. And I don't just hold it in my hand. I don't just put it in my mouth. I swallow it every day, folks. And, you know, that's really important. We need to remind ourselves of what's going on in the world. My guest today with me, somebody I've had on a couple of times. Actually, this is the third time I've had David Icke on with me. About once a year is how we do it. And, of course, those of you who don't know David Icke, well, you're really missing out. His website is davidicke.com. That's I-C-K-E. His book, And the Truth Shall Set You Free, is, as it says on the cover of the book, the most explosive book of the 20th century. This is 500 pages, folks, of decoding the global conspiracy, which they say doesn't exist. Well, folks, after you've gotten a look at some of his information, after you've been to one of his seminars, it's going to be very difficult for you to disagree with the fact that there is something going on. There is a global consolidation happening. He is the most controversial speaker on the planet today. Let's welcome David Icke to the program. David, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, nice to see you, Jack.
And I want to start off as we did a couple of years ago, because there is one of your theories that I highly disagree with, and that is that you call soccer football and think that it might be a better sport than football here in America.
You're nutters. You call throw ball football. What are you calling football for when you chuck it around? I can't work that out.
I've noticed that you Limeys over there are playing a lot more American football, so it must be catching on.
Yeah, I think Blair's trying to turn us into America, you see.
Well, and we should mention that you were a professional soccer player before you caught any of this. You were a sports broadcaster on the BBC. You were also, I believe, the spokesperson for the Green Party in the UK.
Yeah.
Something came along and woke you up, David. What was it?
Well, it was a very amazing part of my life, which launched me into what I've done since. During 1989, really, into 1990, I was working for the BBC. I was a spokesman for the British Green Party, learning that politics is part of the problem, not the solution. And I started feeling that there was this presence in the room whenever I was alone in a room. It was like I wasn't alone. There was something else there, but there wasn't. Nothing I could see. And this went on for months and months and months and got more and more powerful until one day I was working for the BBC, and I was sitting in a hotel room called the Kensington Hilton in London near the BBC main building. And I was in the room alone, and this presence was so powerful, I actually said out loud, you know, if there's something there, will you please contact me, because you'll drive me up the wall. And very shortly after that, I was in a newsagent shop, news shop, bookshop type thing, just down the road from here where I still live. And I went in there to, you know, call my son to come up in the town with me. And as I said, Gareth, come on, we'll go now. And as I turned to go, my feet wouldn't move. It was like two magnets were pulling my feet to the ground. And then I heard this, also a voice, like a very strong thought form pass through my mind, which said, go and look at the books on the far side. And I'm thinking, what? What's going on? So I start walking towards the books, which is the only way my feet would move. And I saw this book with a woman's face on it, which I was attracted to that book immediately for some reason, among all the others. And I turned it over to read the blurb, and I saw the word psychic in this blurb. So I thought, crikey, psychic. I wonder if this woman could pick up what the heck's been happening to me all these months. So I wrote to her. I read the book. I wrote to her very quickly, and she wrote back to me, and we made contact. And I said to her, because she did this hands-on healing stuff, which is just an exchange of energy. That's all it is. It's not, you know, kind of far-out mumbo-jumbo. It's just an exchange of energy from one person to another or through one person to another. So anyway, I say to her that I just want to come over for some healing because I had arthritis, which I got when I was a teenager. And so she knew nothing about what was happening to me. And the first time I went there, we had some a nice chat and a bit of healing. Second time, the same. Third time I went there, I'm lying on this kind of couch while she's doing this hands-on stuff on my knee. And suddenly I felt like this spider's web on my face, really powerful. And what made me took me aback was that I'd read in her book that when she said other dimensions of consciousness, whatever you want to call it, are trying to lock into you, you sometimes feel like a spider's web on your face. So I'm slipping down this bench, Jack, now. What is going on? And I guess about 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds or so, after I felt the spider's web, suddenly this lady launched her head back and said, "My God, I'm going to have to close my eyes for this one." So I'm slipping even further down the bench now. What she then started saying, that she was seeing this figure in her mind that was communicating with her to me, or through her to me. And one of the first things that was said was, they know I wanted them to contact me, but the time wasn't right. And I'd been brought here not to be healed, but to be contacted. So I was like, what? And then in this session, and in one more that I saw this lady in, I was told that I was going to go out on a world stage and tell a story that had to be told. There was a massive shadow across the planet that had to be lifted. There was basically tremendous manipulation going on that the people had to know about. And I was going to go out and tell people about this. And, of course, I'm lying there. I'm a sports presenter with the BBC and a spokesman for the Green Party, thinking, you know, you're having me on, mate. But everything that was said to me in those two meetings with that psychic have either happened or are happening all these years later. And from that moment, my life started to become a synchronistic journey where people would come into my life at the right time to give me information that I needed to push me on to the next stage. I'd walk into situations and see things that I needed to see. I would go into bookshops and be attracted to certain books really powerfully. You know, it's a bookshop full of books, but certain books would really attract me, and that's the one I'd read, and there'd always be something in it that moved me forward. Sometimes I would look at a book and I would open it up at a certain page, and that page was contained the only fact I needed from the book. This was motoring and starting to motor from the time I met the psychic, and she said, you know, this is what you're going to do. I left the BBC, not through circumstances that I decided, but circumstances that were forced upon me. And suddenly I'm out of a job. I've got no income, but I've got this journey that I'm on, and I pursued it in the faith that I'd be able to finance it somehow, because I certainly couldn't at the time. And then through 1990, it was in the spring of 1990 that I met this lady, this journey started unfolding until I put a book together called Truth Vibrations, which was basically a book about what had happened to me, not that I understood it at the time. Mm-hmm. And when that went to be published, I had this real strong feeling out of wherever that I had to go to Peru. And I went to Peru, and purely on intuition, purely on this, I know I've got to go to Peru, having no idea why. And a series of amazing things happened to me out there in the 3 weeks that I was there. And it concluded when I was with a Peruvian guide, and we went out to this place. It's an Inca burial site called Siustani, which is on a mound, a hill, surrounded on three sides of it anyway, by a lagoon, and on top of these ruins. And I went out there because we were in a hotel called the Siustani, and there's pictures of this this place all over the hotel for obvious reasons, in a place called Puno, about an hour and a half's drive away. So I go out there because I had this strong feeling, I've got to go to this Siustani place. Well, I walked around it for about an hour, and nothing amazing happened, but it was very nice. And I went back to the vehicle and the guide, thinking, well, it was very nice, but it just didn't match the urge that I had to be here. So I was quite disappointed. And so we started driving away, and I'm sitting in the back looking out the window. And about 3 minutes down the road, I suddenly see this mound. And got seriously attracted to it, shall we say.
Well, let's just tell people that this story finishes up in Tales from the Time Loop. And, David, thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break. We got a lot of commercials here. Folks, stay tuned. David Icke, Jack Blood, will be right back with you after this.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
I think Skull and Bones has had slightly more success than the Mafia, in the sense that, you know, the leaders of the five families are all doing 100 years in jail, and the leaders of the Skull and Bone families are doing 4 and 8 years in the White House.
Pretty much what we have, folks, a global mafia enterprise. And if you doubt that, continue to listen to this show and we'll see if we can't convince you. Although, you know, folks, really, the job is yours to convince yourself. Now, David was talking a little bit about an awakening that he had had. And I'll tell you something, David Icke. I found out about you. I didn't know anything about you until about 3.5 years ago. And two of my most trusted advisors, both out of the blue, mentioned you the same day in two separate telephone calls, unrelated to each other. And the next thing I know, I'm doing a search on davidicke.com. And I will say this about Mr. Icke, folks. You know, a lot of us get very upset. We get very angry about all of this information that we're finding out. And you read one of these books by David Icke, whether it be Tales from the Time Loop, his latest, Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster, The Truth Will Set You Free, and you will find a way to put this at peace within yourself. And I know that sounds like an impossible task, but David, I have to credit you for bringing some peace in my life with all of this bad information I'm getting.
Well, I think, you know, the story that I was telling about how it all really started for me was some kind of interdimensional communication. I didn't understand it at the time. And what went on in the story in Peru, which, as you say, is told in time loop, was that amazing things happened to me again in an interdimensional communication way, which has opened and closed the doors as I've walked through this maze and managed to avoid in, if you like, cul-de-sacs, which would have kept me there for a long time. Instead, this force has been opening and shutting the doors, so I go down the right corridors, if you like. And to understand the Illuminati and what's ultimately behind it, we also have to understand the nature of the interdimensional nature of life and reality. Because if we try to understand the Illuminati only from the five sense physical world, if you like, that we think we see all around us, we don't actually, we see it in our heads, but we think we see all around us, then we're only going to get part of the story. Lots of researchers have now identified, for instance, that these, and you mentioned Skull and Bones very appropriately, that these elite bankers and politicians and business leaders and media owners and all this stuff are involved in various rituals, what people might term satanic rituals, human sacrifice rituals. Now, when they do these rituals, I mean, who are they doing them to? They're not doing them to someone in a physical body. They're doing these rituals and performing these rituals just as the ancients did and their bloodlines did, going right back into ancient history, because this is no new phenomenon. They were performing rituals for the gods, just as it's been done throughout these hundreds and thousands of years. The more you get into this, you realize what we call the Illuminati in physical bodies are also being guided in their way by other dimensional forces that are manipulating this reality from their own. Because, you know, to really understand what's happening in the world, we have to understand what the world is. Otherwise, we're going to get caught in the illusion that we're sold, that this world is all there is. Therefore, we won't actually get to the force that's ultimately behind the manipulation of the world we see on the news. And when we look through our eyes, we think we're seeing everything that's in the space that we're looking at, but we're not. Not even conventional science says that. We're seeing a fraction of what actually exists in the space we're looking at. We're seeing only that frequency range that is accessible by the five senses, which is tiny. Beyond that is infinity. Infinite worlds, infinite frequencies of existence. And it's possible, just like a radio tunes into a radio station, you tune into radio station Radio 1, that's what you get. You get Radio 1. You don't get any other station. But all the other stations are still broadcasting. You're just tuned into that radio station. That's when you're getting. You move the radio to another point on the dial, and suddenly you get another radio station, Radio 2, call it. Now, Radio 1 that you just moved the dial from, that didn't cease to exist the moment you left it. It's still broadcasting, but you're not contacting it anymore or hearing it anymore, experiencing it anymore, because you've now moved your dial to Radio 2. Now, what we're doing when we come into this reality we call the physical world is that we're tuned in to this radio station. So that's what we experience. But all the other radio stations, dimensions of existence, are also existing in the same space that we are in. Just as all the radio and television stations broadcasting to this town where I am now are all sharing the same space in this room that I am, because they're on different frequencies, different wavelengths. And so the more that I went along this journey, the more understanding this became important to appreciating the force that is ultimately behind the Illuminati and the force to which they perform their rituals.
You know, David, and it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of people are held up, they hit a wall when they're talking about conspiracies, when they're talking about the global conspiracy, and they get very frustrated. They don't seem to understand it. Recently, people are more accepting of issues like the Order of Death, Skull and Bones, more accepting of Bohemian Grove, know that these guys worship Moloch. They just don't understand why. And I think it's important to understand that, folks, to fully comprehend the conspiracy that's going around us. David, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll have a long segment coming up following. Folks, David Icke with me, Jack Blood. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
That's right, folks. Come along. Tell your sisters and your brothers the eye atop the pyramid is open and awake. And that's a very good song by Rancid there. very proud of our bumper music. With us today is David Icke. And David, before we went to break, and we were trying to put this into perspective on a higher level, and you make such great points about, you know, not being able to really trust your five senses. I mean, this is how we got into all of this trouble, by believing what we read, believing everything that we see, taking all of this mind control and propaganda, trying to make sense of it, this divide and rule where, you know, the Christian patriots are against the pagan patriots, or the left is against the right. I mean, look, we get in a lot of trouble trying to be led around by our five senses, and you make a very good point in your work that, you know, it's our belief system that has to interpret what we see and what we hear. And people get very upset, don't they, David, when you attack their belief systems?
Yeah, well, I don't even attack them. I just put out information,
which itself attacks.
If what I'm saying is correct, then their belief systems are in need of being looked at again. But I don't tell people that they mustn't believe what they believe. I'm just saying, here's some information. Make of it what you will. But what happens, Jack, is that people have a belief system that becomes their sense of security. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, hey, I know more than I did when I came to these conclusions, I can come to new conclusions now, we kind of tend to hang on till our knuckles turn white to what we believed before. As Socrates was quoted as saying in ancient Greece, wisdom is knowing how little we know. Yeah. If you work from that perspective, your mind is always open to new knowledge, new insights, new realities. But unfortunately, we tend to hold on to belief systems as if it's somehow a slight against us that we didn't have it right to start with. Well, crikey, you know, there's so much to know. How can we know it all in one go? Just relax and let's just flow with the information and see where it takes us. Because one of the things that I've pointed out over the years is, if you're researching this stuff, if you come to that with a belief system, whether it's a religious belief system, a political belief system, or whatever, a scientific belief system to defend, then you might as well pack it in if you want to go the whole journey, because you're going to go so far. And then once where the information is taking you starts to undermine your belief system, whatever it is, you won't go there.
Yeah, this is a good example of the herd managing each other, the status quo. I mean, there's so many people out there, David, whose minds are open and they're awake, but yet, as you say, they still hold on to some of this dogma.
Yeah, and as you mentioned a few minutes ago, it's our beliefs that control us. We talked just before the break about the fact that we are manipulated from beyond the dimension of reality that we perceive with our five senses. If people just think of the first Matrix movie, where you've got the machines that operate outside the Matrix manipulating that which is in the Matrix, manipulating the world that they have created, if you like, and holds everything within it in this spell, which is the belief that what they're experiencing is real, when actually it's a virtual reality game. Now, I would suggest that that's pretty much what we're experiencing here. We're in a virtual reality game. And the more that you believe it's real, the more that you believe in the existence of this physical world, the more you're getting caught in the virtual reality game instead of seeing it for what it is. And the more that we understand about the nature of reality and how we create it, not just in the alternative sector, but also in mainstream science, the more it is clear that the Matrix movie, the first one particularly, was absolutely right on with the way that it symbolized the world that we live in. Because when we look through our eyes, for instance, we don't actually see the world around us. When information enters our eyes, it's in a completely different form, really, to what we think we're looking at and what we think is around us. The only place the world we think is around us actually exists is in the visual cortex in the brain, because that information comes into the eyes. It's in a very different form to what we're actually looking at. It's upside down and in a very different state. It then passes through the brain, and it's only when it hits the visual cortex that that information is constructed into the reality we think we're experiencing outside of ourselves. We're actually experiencing it within our heads. And as experiments and research has shown, as that information makes its journey through the brain to the visual cortex, a massive editing process takes place, in which detail that is there is taken out, and detail that isn't there is put in. And this editing process, it's been found, is done on the basis of the person's belief in what is real. Now, when you realize that's how we construct reality, you start to see that the way society has been structured by the Illuminati is absolutely perfect for feeding us false beliefs, which through us will create the false reality, the false world that's around us, the matrix, if you like. Because what's actually happening in simple terms is that we are being hypnotized minute by minute through our lives with a certain set of beliefs of what is real. If you look at a stage hypnotist, they are implanting false beliefs into the subjects that there's an elephant in the audience or the person next to them is naked, and the information enters the subject's eyes, of course, with the person next to them with clothes on and no elephant in the audience. But then it passes through this editing process based on belief, and those things are then put into the construct, and by the time it hits the visual cortex, you try telling the person on the stage that's not, there's no elephant in the audience, and the person next to them's got clothes on. They just won't believe, what do you mean? I can see it. And this is what's happening all the time with humans. When you're trying to point out something to them, which is obvious to you, and they go, what are you talking about? You're mad. That can't be. Because they're constructing a different reality because they have different beliefs that are doing the construction process.
Steve, let me butt in here and ask you a question. First of all, I wanted to make a comment. You related this parable, this metaphor to the Matrix, and you know we have it on scientific fact here that they have created Soylent Energy. They found a way to actually make humans into batteries, so that movie was a little more correct than we'd like it to be. But let me ask you this, because a lot of our listeners are hitting the streets. They're out trying to talk to their fathers, their brothers, their co-workers, their girlfriends, and as it was with me last night, David, my neighbor, who is a complete neophyte to this information. How do you suggest, in just a matter of minutes, opening up their mind and getting them to a point where they can accept this information, and maybe what information would you use to do that?
Well, two things. What is happening, as I said, is that, and not least the greatest hypnotist in the world, the television in the corner of every living room, we are being fed false beliefs through false information that leads us to construct a false reality. So to reverse that process, information is the key. Information that challenges. I mean, you know, the Illuminati don't control the mainstream media for fun. They control it because it's fundamental to constructing our sense of reality by feeding us these hypnotic statements, implants, all the way through our lives. And so information is the key to reverse that process. And because it is such a false reality, and somewhere deep within us we know the truth, this information that we're putting out has a very powerful effect on large numbers of people because they know it's true. The key is getting that information out to them. And the second thing I would say is don't try to convince anybody. I've never tried to do that. I have no interest in doing that. What people believe and accept as reality is none of my business. My passion is that I believe that if people are going to make a balanced, come to a balanced view of what they accept is reality, or what they accept is truth, then they need to have access to all the information available, and not just that tiny little bit that they're fed through mainstream sources, including the education system, which is designed to implant that false reality. I'm just trying to give people the opportunity to say, hey, there's some information here you haven't seen before. Here it is. What do you think? Because once you start trying to convince people that what you're saying is true, what you're doing is doing the same as the Illuminati are doing. You're pressurizing people to believe you. Right. I've got the truth over here. The more people are given information in a very laid-back way, hey, look, I'm not trying to convince you. Here it is. Make of it what you will. What you make of it is none of my business. People lose that sense of defensiveness. Whenever anyone's trying to convince them of something, they go into defensive mode.
What I do, David, often, and I think this works, I've been kind of cultivating this process, is I ask them a lot of questions. And what I'll often do is give them a historical fact and then ask a question of them, perhaps, maybe, if this is true, would this change your perception of the world? And in a, like you say, in a very laid-back fashion, if I'm writing an email, not all in capital letters like I'm yelling at them, but in just a way to kind of let them know that we're having a conversation, an intellectual conversation, and not so much that I'm trying to change their belief system.
Yeah, one of the things I say to people sometimes is when they're saying, oh, it's all a load of rubbish and all that stuff, I said, well, tell me, do you know it all? And, of course, the answer is, of course, I don't know it all. No one knows it all. I said, well, what don't you know then? Tell me what you don't know.
Right.
Well, I can't tell you what I don't know. Let me doubt what. So how can you dismiss this?
Well, you can ask.
You just tell me you don't know everything and you don't know what you don't know. See, the whole way that we are manipulated and held into this this mind prison and emotional prison, the Matrix, is by persuading us that certain things are real and only giving us a tiny, tiny amount of information that leads us to have a tiny, tiny view of our own possibility, the nature of life and everything else, and then to get people who speak outside of that box to be ridiculed or condemned as dangerous or madmen and all the rest of it. And it's a very simple process. All you have to do is to control what we call norms in the world. You do it by the education system, the media, etc. You dictate what are the scientific norms, what is possible and what's not possible, the economic norms, the every norm you can think of, right and wrong, moral and immoral. They set all these norms, and then they create this, what I call this hassle-free zone, this comfort zone of norms, at which the vast majority of people live their lives within, because they don't question any, things, really. They just accept, well, look, mate, you know, everyone knows this. Well, I don't know that, so there's one less than everyone. Or everyone knows this is how it is. This is what life's like. And so you have these this tiny mental and emotional sheep pen of norms. Now, if the vast majority of people want to live their lives in that state, that's fine. That makes it easy or easier for the few to control the many, but it doesn't cross the point where it becomes relatively straightforward. That point is crossed when those who have conceded their infinite uniqueness, conceded their reality to these norms, then insist that everyone else does the same. That's when the sheep also become the sheepdog for anyone else who wants to break out of this sheep pen. And so one of the key things we need to do, all of us, is to start being at peace with someone believing something different to us. Because while we give people a hard time, and I'm talking parents to children and people down the bar to their mates, once we start making it a hassle or making it unpleasant for people to express a different truth or sense of reality to us, what we're doing is what I call psychological fascism. We're imposing a set of norms on them and saying, if you don't accept them, then we're going to make life unpleasant for you. We're going to ridicule you, we're going to condemn you, and we're going to do all these things. Once you do that, you have created the simple, devastatingly effective structure in which the few can control the many by controlling the many's version of reality.
Well, and your work certainly tests that. I mean, people really need to have an open mind to get into the bulk and the more, I think, complicated components of your work.
It's funny enough. What's the opposite of an open mind? It's a closed mind.
That's right.
You say to anyone, you've got a closed mind. They'll go, I'm not. and yet they're dismissing anything that's not within their area of reality at that moment, you know.
Let me run this by you. Well, neurolinguistics is one of the ways that they communicate and they control and they program us. I know that Tony Robbins, among others, have taught the Bushes and the Clintons how to use this. This has been used in programming for quite some time. Lord John McCain, I was watching his speech at the convention, the convention, capitalized C-O-N,
exactly.
And he had this to say, and I thought of you, David. He said, we fight for love, they fight for hate. What's wrong with this statement?
What you fight, you become, for a start. I would doubt the statement on every level coming from that source, John McCain. Wouldn't trust him to tell me the date, personally. But when you fight something, that's like we're fighting for freedom, we're fighting hatred. Well, we're in the process of fighting then. So how can we fight for peace? It's a total contradiction in terms. The only way to be peaceful is to be peaceful. The only way to bring about peace is to peace for peace, not fight for peace. But the Illuminati, the Matrix in general, it wants people to go into this antagonistic duality role where one is fighting the other. The only difference is, well, it's not really a difference because they both think they're fighting for the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what one's fighting to control and the other one's fighting for to stop them. One side's fighting for war, the other one's fighting for peace. When you're in a situation where you have two polarities like that, it doesn't matter what they're fighting for. You're creating this this conflict. And conflict, dividing and ruling and all these diversions that go on, is the fundamental way that we are divided and ruled and kept from together uniting on what we all agree on and also what we're all affected by.
One of the common things you hear is we're fighting for freedom, we're fighting for our rights, we're freedom fighters. But again, that's an oxymoron.
Well, yeah. I mean so many people who are called freedom fighters, other people call them terrorists. It's just the perspective from which you're observing the same thing.
Yeah.
The thing is that it's to remove the conflict from this. The power of information will do its job without going into this antagonistic fighting mode. Because, you know, I have exposed massively the horrendous things that the Bush family do and all these other Illuminati families do. But I can honestly say I don't have hatred for them. And I've had to work at this, because if I have hatred in my heart for them, why am I different from them who have hatred for others in their hearts? You just become, like I say, a mirror of what you claim to be against. So it's a totally different way of coming from this. It's not, shouting and condemning in the sense of hang Henry Kissinger, we must, stockpile weapons and stuff. That's just playing the game and advancing the illusion that is holding us in servitude.
David, we're going to go to break. I'm glad we're having this discussion, because people say we preach to the choir. Well, the choir needs to hear this, folks. So this is good information for you and for your fellow man out there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More with David Icke.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with us others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And now, back to Deadline Live with your narrator, Jack Blood.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Folks, that's music by a band named Cody, and Cody is fronted by Gareth Ike, which is David's son, and we didn't preview that before we went on, so sorry for anyone who might have heard something they shouldn't have, but great music, and you can check that out. If you go to davidike.com, there's a whole section on the band Cody, how to get a hold of their music, and what exactly all of that means. Want to let people know, we are going to open up the phone lines as of now, so hurry up and get in if you dare. 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, and quickly before I forget, shortwave will change for the next hour, second hour here with David Ike on Deadline Live. 13.570 on your shortwave dial. That'll go from 9.475. 13.570. And I'll also let you know there's tons of room today. You'll be able to get in this Labor Day at rbnlive.com, www.rbnlive.com for the live stream. And your boy's quite talented there, David. He writes good music. I like it.
Yeah, he's doing very well here, actually. And you know, again, the great thing about my kids is that they are their own personality. And I think that's the greatest gift you can give to your children, is to encourage them to be themselves and not a clone of you. Because we're all unique. We're all, in the end, one infinite consciousness, but we're all unique expressions of that. And we need to encourage diversity and encourage different views and ways of looking at the world, instead of the opposite, which is what the Illuminati want, which is imposing a uniform view on everyone, a uniform reality. If you look at the world, Jack, as we move through this Illuminati agenda, as it heads towards its perceived conclusion of a global Orwellian state, as you travel around the world, instead of diversity more and more expressing itself, what would we get? We got diversity being destroyed all over the place. You travel around the world now from city to city, place to place. Increasingly, you could wake up in the morning and have to ask yourself where you were if you didn't know. It's an expression of this uniformity that is being imposed upon us. And there's a reason for that, this uniformity on all levels. If you're a few, and they are, in those in awareness of what actually they're seeking to achieve, and you're trying to control the many, then the last thing you want is diversity. You don't want diversity of decision-making. You don't want diversity of view and sense of reality. You don't want diversity of anything.
Ah, but that's what they say they promote, David, is diversity. Yet we're getting exactly the opposite.
Well, that's the old thing. I mean, you know, they have to tell you what you want to hear so that they can, behind that cover, do the opposite. It's the same with politics and the idea we live in free countries and democracies. I mean, it's all words. It's not reality.
Yeah, and it's doublethink. And this, we were warned about all of this, that there would be a new way to define words. There would be new terminologies for things. It's a wonder how we communicate anymore at all. We're here with David Ike for a second hour, folks. 800-313-9443. Join us, would you? Jack Blood here with you. We'll be right back for a second hour right after this.
Thank you.
5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.